Morning, Interbet fans, and welcome. Scottsville, Wednesday, the 22nd of July. 23 petrometer, 3 meter false rail, and we've got a 9 race program, and I've found one or two here that we might be able to pin our colors to the mast. So let's go with race one, maiden juvenile plate, 1200 meters, off at 10 to 12. Notice the early start. The two horses that look to fight it out are 9 Mulholland Drive and 10 Eagle Lee. They both ran pretty well first time out in pretty reasonable races. Celtic Moon ran in the Turn to Law race behind Eagle Lee, and that might be a big improver with Chad Little. He sticks on that, so maybe the three of them to fight it out. Race two, maiden plate, fillies and mares, they go 1,000 meters, and Predator's Crown looks very, very hard to go against here. Two really nice runs. And I think that he's the right horse, and I think he's probably worth having a bet on. Matchett brings down Surreal Song number 3. McCauley gets the ride on that one. Got some very fair form as well. Might be the big, big difference here. Race 3. Maiden juvenile plate, 1400 meters. Prize possession, second run after rest. That's number 2, Gavin Lorena for Wenge. Should go well. But there are a couple other horses worth having a look at here. One, Satisfied. Zaki jumps aboard it. McCauley's been dumped off it. 3, Debonair. 3 excellent runs. Got to have a chance here. The find of the race might be 6, Rocco's Piece. Richard Faree jumps on this. Remember, it was back last time, and I'm going to put it into all my play. Race 4, B Stakes, 1400 meters. I think only two horses here. Trumbull Lines, number 1 for the Cock outfit. Lorena bought it. They seem very quiet, the Cock outfit. Number 3, Nordic Chief. This is the big player here. This needed this last run. Look for big improvements. Second run in KwaZulu-Natal. Looks like a perfect race for Nordic Chief, and I think he'll go really well there. And then if you want to add another one, 6, Beyond All Doubt. Very good post-maiden run. Maybe worth considering. Race 5, open maiden, 1750. Look at the weight, and this is absolutely impossible. And I'm going to start from the top. Wild Oscar on collateral form has got a really big chance here. And if you go back and have a look at the form, you'll see why, because it gets 56 to carry. 3, Lacrima Christi, 48 kilos on his back. He's been running in maiden place, ran 4 lengths behind Peeping Tom last time. Will go well, I would have thought. Kaz from Alcatraz gets a tongue tie. Black Patina, this is in the betting, and if you take a line through that and take the green light, there's very little between these two, but Wild Oscar will go well against both of them. Chaos Queen shows pace, 52 kilos on his back, claim 1.5, really go well too. The favorite is Take the Green Light. This has got 61.5 on his back. I cannot see how there can be any value in this, because you've got to give weight to every single horse in this race. Peaceful Duchess, another one of Bosch's runners, gets 52 to carry, go in here as well. So you've got to put in a lot of horses to stay in. Even Apache AG gets Petra Portfish, she's never ridden a winner, claims 4, got 49.5 on his back, will go well here too. Race 6, this is a class 4, 1200 meters. I cannot go against Showgirl here. I think she's the best horse in the race. I think she's real class. She is one of the best looking fillies I've ever seen. I'm going to make her a banker in everything. So Showgirl, Faree and Musket, number 5, Home Jerome. Race 7, Progress Plate, 1200 meters. I thought you needed 4 horses here. Esteem comes from a long break. The comment is that they think he'll be competitive. Infinity Edge, this will go well at the weights. Got ability, and 51.5 on her back gives her a big chance here. The Last Duke's got very good form against really decent horses. This is a step down in class, and he's got to go into everything. Match, it's not here for his health. And Good For You. Well, he's a course and distance winner, and he won in a common canter. He looked like a really good horse. He gets a tongue tie this time. He goes into all my play. Race 8, class 3, 1200 meters. Look at License to Thrill. 18 starts course and distance, 6 wins and 7 places. Got to go into everything. Agrado, third run after rest, looks absolutely ready. Best of All at the weights has got a big chance. Very good form. Halala is your favorite. At the weights, cannot win this. He can't beat best of all or military command. Best of all and halala. There's a difference. Last time, 3 kilos. Now, Porphy rides. So there's a difference of 5 kilos and military command, the same thing, ran just behind them in that race. So all of them go in. Race 9, class 5 fillies and mares, 1200 meters. Your favorite is the Golden and looks like the class package here. She looks like the one to go for. I think she's the one they've all got to beat. What else is there? I found 2 Lady Jean. I'm going to have an each way on this. Calvin rides it, which is interesting because Cassandra's ridden by Chad Little, comes back in trip. That's from the same stable. And Chad Little's a stable rider. But remember, Lady Jean beat Vibe Check. If she bounces back, she's obviously got some ability. She could be the big danger. No real sport to talk about at all today, but you can always bet on the soccer, 6s, 12s, 10s, 13s, all those type of things. You can get involved on Interbet. They pay out the full dividend. Have a great day.